This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 2 weeks ago, Daniel Ellsberg was urging someone from within the Pentagon to go public about the military's contingency planning for a possible attack on Iran. Ellsberg, who famously leaked the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times in 1971, a disclosure that hastened the end of the Vietnam War, has been calling for a new generation of federal whistleblowers to come forward. With the changes wrought by the electorate last week, he says there is now a much wider array of topics they can reasonably hope to affect.
There is now an official audience for someone to supply the documents and truthful testimony that the administration is denying, and not only present it in Congress under oath, which is a big advantage, subjecting themselves to cross-examination, testing to the authenticity of the information, greatly increases the impact over oral anonymous leaks. But moreover, they can work with the staffs and tell them which documents to ask for or which witnesses to call, what questions to ask.
While there is still much to be investigated around the war in Iraq and the lead-up to it, Ellsberg says that other critical policy issues are equally ripe for inquiry and should have the misapplied veil of secrecy ripped away.
There's obviously a lot of need for that in areas that are really comparably important over the long run, specifically, of course, the rejection of good information on global warming and what the alternatives really are there.
Equally important for the integrity of our legal system, says Ellsberg, is some focused inquiry into the machinations that developed the recently adopted policies on military commissions to try so-called enemy combatants.
This military commissions bill undoubtedly had many internal critics, but you wouldn't know it from what has been released so far. I can't believe that there are not many people in Justice Department and elsewhere who felt that to abandon habeas corpus for resident aliens is to reverse not just the Constitution, which it does, but the Magna Carta.
Ellsberg predicts there are similar stories now waiting to be told from within the Food and Drug Administration, the Environmental Protection Agency, and dozens of other federal departments. And even though there are still risks for those who defy the administration to come forward, he says they are now balanced by an increased opportunity to actively make a difference.
Somebody who comes out with the documents that are being asked for by Congress and being refused by the administration, someone who simply gives those documents without authorization to congressional committees, would be very effective. They might be prosecuted. It's a little hard to imagine they're being convicted by a jury when the administration has unconstitutionally refused to give information to which Congress is entitled. But whatever risks remain, and there will be risks of career and clearances and social standing even, I think those risks will be matched by a very much greater chance of effectiveness.
Daniel Ellsberg will speak in Sebastopol this coming Sunday evening in an event co-sponsored by the Sonoma County Peace and Justice Center and benefiting the Ellsberg Fund for Truth-Telling. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.